Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So that means it's Take Control Tuesday. How are you, Mansa?
Fine, Randy. How are you? Listen, in fact, I'm doing better than good. This Father's Day, I was a grandfather for
Yay!
The first time.
Amen. Congratulations.
Absolutely. So my grandson was born the day before Father's Day. And beside Father's Day, one of the things that he did was he made my daughter eligible for the child tax credit that you and I have been talking about for a couple of months.
Yeah, and that starts really quick.
I thought that was very convenient of the little fella to show up right before the July 1st eligibility line. And listen, this is how it works. If you have a child that's 17 or younger on July 1st, you're eligible for a monthly payment from the government, assuming you don't make somewhere in the six figures. Now, in order to be eligible for this, once again, you have to have a child, and there's a wide definition of what child means, grandchild, niece, et cetera, people that live with you. You have to have filed taxes with the IRS in 2020.
Right.
So what I did is I put a link on our website at moneysmartlife.org. If you click there, that'll take you right to the IRS government page to get you started and get you that information. But listen, this is $250 to $300 for every child that you have. Now, that's going to help a lot of people. It's expected to lift a lot of children out of poverty. But here's what we want to encourage our listeners to do. First of all, Randy, this is found money.
Yes.
Right? On January 1st, 2021, nobody was planning on a child tax credit showing up monthly in their budget. So this is found money. So now it's an opportunity to do something with money that you've always wanted to do, but you might never have had the opportunity to do. One of the things you don't want to do with this money is feed your wants and consumerism.
Yes.
You know, the signals to buy, buy, buy are all out here. And listen, when that money starts showing up monthly, it'll be real easy to lose it and just spend it. And at the end of it, not sure what you did with it. So you don't want to feed your wants. Now, I didn't say anything about your needs. You want to take care of those. But what you do want to do with this money is fund your dreams.
Good.
Fund your children's future. You know, maybe even put some of this money into a college fund. You know, fund your legacy. The biggest ally of savings is time. So the longer you save money, the greater chance it has to grow through compounding. So once again, this is found money. This is money you didn't know you were going to have. So if you don't spend it on yourself, you won't miss it.
Exactly.
So fund your dreams, fund your child's education, do things to help build a legacy.
Amen. Great message as well. And you can find that information on Mansa's website, which is moneysmartlife.org. You can also go to my website for any archives. That's takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.